Spillwords.com presents The Gargoyle Shield, written by Adyashaw Acharya. At Adyashaw 05, I glance up at the tall building in front of me. 50 stories, I think. Or maybe more. I can barely see the top of the building. I don't take rich people's cases. My uncle does. I blend better with the normal crowd. The security at the huge glass doors blocks my path. I am here to meet Mr. Hawthorne. Can you show me your appointment message? Appointment message? I am the private supernatural investigator he has hired to prove that his cousin is the one who has stolen their family heirloom. Gargoyle shifters and our family dramas. I can't tell that to the guards because their boss has told me to keep quiet about this matter. So, instead I dial Keegan's number and put him on speaker. Miss Warren, what can I do for you? His voice is too damn good for me to get angry at him. For starters, you can tell your security to let me inside. You can come inside, he replies smoothly. His guards step aside, having heard the message loud and clear. I step inside the fancy office building and head straight to the elevators. I know why Keegan chose my family's pie business for this job. Because we are gargoyle shifters like his family. And we know each other well. Have since years. I don't know where his office is, but I know him and his scent, so I easily find him on the topmost floor. You really had to put yourself all the way up here? Keegan turns his chair around and I am met with a pair of blazing amber eyes and russet-colored hair. Come on, Clar, you know I love heights. Anyways, why didn't you just tell them who you are? That I am a private investigator? He chuckles. Nice joke. You could have told them you are a family friend. We are definitely more than friends. We are in love with each other, but our families have a long-gone family feud, so we decided to stay friends. Even though it is hard. Too hard. Anyways, why do you think Silas stole the Hawthorne family shield? Why do you think? He stands up, straightening his blazer. The shield was under my protection, and someone stealing it from under me would prove that I am incapable of the position as the alpha of the Hawthorne family. I frown. He wants the position. He has wanted it since forever. He is younger to you. But he thinks he is better. Pathetic. That fellow is so self-obsessed. He isn't even a percent of what Keegan is. Keegan is the rightful alpha of the Hawthorne family. He dumped his cell phone in the ocean, but you can track him down. Yes, I just need something of his to track him down. Even though I am gargoyle shifter, I have a special ability which I got from my mother's side of the family. I can track people down. That is why I got into this pie business, to help my uncle after my parents were killed in a battle against rogue shifters. Keegan nods. Wait a minute here. He goes out of his office while I wait. Keegan has been by my side ever since the day we met. We met while I was on one of my pie cases in London, and he was on a business trip. The guy the first was searching for was someone who had angered him too. Keegan and I sort of quarreled the first few times we met, having differences in opinions, but then we started working together on a few cases too when our paths crossed. Eventually we grew close, and now we are here. Clarissa, Keegan returns with a watch. This belongs to Silas. Thanks. I need a few minutes to track him down. Of course. His lips thin in a firm line, like he wants to say something more. Keegan has been behaving like this the past few weeks. I raise a brow at him. Do you want to tell me something? Yes. He takes my hand in his. I want to introduce you to my family, and I want us to be together. I stare at him in astonishment. You do? Yes. Once we find Silas, I want to take you out first. Like a normal guy. I smile at him. So this is why he had been acting weird. I hadn't expected him to take this bold step. But I am glad. This was his step to take. Thank you. Anything for you. I give him a quick kiss. Now, stay back while I find your favorite cousin for you. I close my eyes, clutching the watch in my hand. Silas doesn't know about this ability of mine. Even if he has used a blocking spell with someone's help, it can't prevent me from finding him. My ability goes beyond it. The only disadvantage it has is that it drains me too much. At first, I don't see anything, so I assume he does have a blocking charm around him. A few moments later, my power breaks the barrier and I see faded gray walls and an uneven floor. He is in the old supernatural prison. The one that has been abandoned. Keegan kisses my forehead. Thanks. I will call you when I find him. I am coming with you. I know he wants to stay and argue about it, but since we are not sure how long Silas is going to stay in that hideout, he doesn't. I hand my keys over to him. He drives much faster than I do. We could have flown too, but it is evening time and we might get spotted by humans. We will eventually have to use our wings once we reach the forest because the old prison is located at the end of it. It takes us half an hour to drive till the forest. As soon as we are out of the car, Hegan reveals his gigantic strong wings ready to take flight. I do the same, my wings smaller than his though. We take flight, making our way through the thick canopy of trees. I can sense him, Keegan states, and starts to descend. We land in front of the prison. I can sense Silas now too. What is he even doing in this place? Hiding the shield? Silas, Keegan shouts, his voice echoing through the stone walls. Shouldn't you have kept quiet until we found him? No point. This prison has only one entry and exit. The other one is closed. Keegan and I walk side by side, him guiding us through the stone path. We find Silas trying to hide the shield in a hole in the wall. I just hate how you ruin everything for me, cousin. You ruin it yourself. Give that back to me. No way. Silas lunges on Keegan, but Keegan is faster. He uses his wings to avoid the attack, then slashes Silas in the back with it. Silas manages to stay stable on his feet. He attacks Keegan again. They exchange blows for a while. In the meantime, I manage to grab the shield from where he has hidden it. Keegan punches Silas in the face and renders him unconscious. I'll call my people to tie him up and take him back home. This belongs to you, I hand him over the shield. Thank you for helping me. I think you owe me something. He grins at me. So, where do you want to go? Why don't you surprise me? Please leave this field empty, never miss a story. Subscribe to our newsletter and get the latest literary buzz. We don't spam. Read our privacy policy for more info. Check your inbox or spam folder to confirm your subscription. About latest posts, Adyasha Acharya Drive. Adyasha Acharya is a doctor and author based in India. She has published few novels previously, The Fearless Warriors, and The Guardian Trilogy, The Guardian, The Defender and the Savior, Pocketbooks, A Summer Weekend, and A Magical Christmas, and several short stories. Latest posts by Adyasha Acharya, see all. The Gargoyle Shield, November 9, 2024.